this is natural football. If you're making a desperate attempt to block the ball with your feet and your body, your hand is going to move at times. And that's never a penalty. Like, never. I'm so disappointed in you.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Simon Easterby is forced into some alterations to his emerging Ireland squad. Jordy Barrett's provided an update on his fitness. And Manny Lubbock's promoted to the Springboks starting 15, despite his miss in Argentina last week. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, just after yesterday's edition of the podcast was put to bed, Marty Moore announced his retirement from rugby at the age of 33. The prop said he was doing so on medical advice to prioritise his mental well-being. Moore returned to action in November of last year after almost a year out with an ACL injury. He joined Ulster from Wasps 6 years ago now, with the province head of operations Bryn Cunningham saying Ulster saw the best of Moore through a distinguished career where he became a cornerstone of their team. Moore won 10 Ireland caps during his time at Leinster, all as a replacement, helping his country win back-to-back Six Nations titles in 2014 and 2015. What ultimately proved to be his final game of professional rugby came in February in a defeat away to the Ospreys. Simon Easterby has been forced into a number of alterations to his emerging Ireland squad that tours South Africa next month. As revealed here yesterday, Leinster's Tommy O'Brien picked up a hamstring injury in scoring their opening try away to Edinburgh on Friday night. He's been replaced on the plane by Leinster teammate Charlie Tector. Connacht winger Shane Bolton suffered a laceration to the knee in their loss at Thomond Park, and his spot goes to provincial teammate Shay Mullins. Mullins joined Zach Ward in graduating from the Ireland Sevens programme to this emerging Ireland squad. And the other switch sees Leinster's Jack Boyle replaced by Munster prop Mark Donnelly. Andy Kiriakou is Donnelly's forwards coach at Munster and is delighted to see the 23-year-old receive the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, Mark's a really diligent pro who's constantly working at his game. You know, he's a great scrummage in loose head. His tight games really come on. His skill at the line is improved no end over the last two seasons, and we're incredibly excited for him and proud of him. I think it's a good reward for the work he puts in and the performances he puts out there for Corcon in the AIL.
Munster back row John Hodnett was on the previous emerging Ireland squad 2 years ago and has been extolling its virtues today.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was a great support and stuff. Probably a lot of the smaller detail stuff is kind of what I took away from it personally. You know, just keep working on the smaller things and perfect them, like, really is a big thing, really. Like,
there's relief for Leinster as regards impending arrival Jordy Barrett. The All Blacks fullback was seen leaving Sydney's Acor Stadium in a knee brace on Saturday after suffering an injury in the Bledisloe Cup win over the Wallabies. There had been fears that Barrett could miss his December 1st start date with Leinster as a result, but writing on his Instagram account today, Barrett said he'd need 4 to 6 weeks recovery from what's turned out to be a medial ligament injury in his knee. The All Blacks hope to have him back for their Northern Hemisphere tour in the autumn, which includes a date with Ireland at the Aviva Stadium on Friday, November 8th. Meanwhile, Sam Kane will become the 13th All Black to win 100 caps for their country in Saturday's meeting with Australia. Kane admits he's in bonus territory.
Coming to this year, once my back got my back right, I was just going to have an attitude of enjoying every opportunity that came my way and try and make the most of it, and knowing that it'll be my last year playing rugby in New Zealand helps that, and sort of maybe takes a little bit of a load of pressure off, just having that mindset of trying to take every opportunity you can. So it's almost like starting the career again, you know, just trying to take opportunities when they come. And yeah, I suppose that part about being an All Black never really changes.
Staying with the Rugby Championship, and as expected, Razzie Erasmus has made 9 changes to his Springbok side for Saturday's winner-takes-all meeting with Argentina. Eben Etzebeth will become South Africa's most capped ever player, surpassing the record he shared with Victor Matfield when he returns to the second row for his 128th cap, replacing Salman Morat. But to the surprise of many, Manny Lubbock's been promoted from the bench to start at out half in place of Andrew Pollard. Lubbock's late penalty miss cost the Box victory in Santiago del Estero last week, and head coach Erasmus says they're aware of the chatter around Lubbock and his profligacy off the tee, but they have full faith in him as a player.
Yeah, no, definitely. We had a team had a little laugh at a few of the memes and stuff that went around and had a look at it. And then we see it as, you know, people who hasn't gone through that, hasn't felt that kind of pressure and doesn't know how tough it is. And we totally understand that people will criticise him and he takes it on the chin. And we all, as a management team and as coaching staff, we take it on the chin. But the only way to get a guy like him through this is to get back onto the horse and ride it till it's flat again. So and we certainly have made some plans, the way we want to play Moni's integral this weekend, and then we've made some other plans with the goalkeeping as well, which hopefully will work.
So that Springboks team will have Afela Lifasi at full back, Cheslin Colby and Kurt Lee Arenza are on the wings, Jesse Creel and Damian Delende are in the centre. Lubbock starts at out half, Jaden Hendrickse is at scrum half. It's a front row then of Oxen Che, Bongi and Bambini and Franz Malherbe. In the second row, Eben Etzebeth is joined by Ruan Norche. Captain Sia Khaleesi returns a blindside flanker, Peter Steph Dutoy is on the open, and Jasper Visa will start for the Box at number 8. Back to the provinces, and Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins has allayed fears regarding Santiago Cordero's fitness. Wilkins says the Puma jarred his knee taking a high ball in Saturday's defeat to Munster, but did train fully today and will be available for Saturday's visit of the Sharks to Galway. Finlay Beelam will return this week, but Wilkins says lock Joe Joyce is out of the Sharks game. And Ulster have received a timely boost ahead of Saturday's meeting with the Emirates Lions away from home, of course. Scrum half John Cooney has recovered from a hamstring injury he sustained in pre-season training and is available this week to Richie Murphy. Finally, Dragons back row Ollie Griffiths is having treatment after a tumour was discovered on his spine. The 29-year-old has made one appearance for Wales, that coming in 2017. The Welsh Regents say it's Griffiths' decision to make his diagnosis public to stop speculation about his absence. He'll be unavailable for what they've called the foreseeable future. We wish him the best. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.